from the Mercy One studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It is Friday. It is great to see you. Well, okay. I see you in my mind's eye. Still great to have you join me this morning for John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Jean Wells, and we are broadcasting from the Mercy One studio. Joining me today is Father Andrew Winchettle. And Jimmy, you're looking at me. Doesn't Father Andrew join me on Friday? Okay, well, that's what I thought. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
Because you're looking at me like you're crazy.
Well, I am crazy, so there you go. Six of one, half a dozen the other. Oh, we are so blessed to be broadcasting from the Mercy One studio. It is Friday. Woohoo! Friday. And we have such a good day. Again, Father Andrew is joining me, and we have Hannah Magnelli. I need to say that with an Italian accent. She's a mezzo-soprano, and we're going to talk about John Paul II's letter to artists. So it's 22 years old, I think, so that'll be fun. Kaiser Johnson is a Catholic husband and father, and he's got a book out that's called How to Be Miserable and Alone or Discover a Life That Truly Matters. There you go. Mark Amadeo is going to join us. But before we go one step further, Deacon Tony, would you lead us in our morning offering?
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. I love that prayer, Deacon Tony. Thank you. Let's check in with Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Mark, there's something that just posted on my Facebook page about curling, the Netherlands, and so I'm assuming that's what you'll be doing tonight. Is finding that.
Yeah. So obviously, you have not blocked my brother, the one of the priests up there at Ankeny, from your Facebook and social media.
Yeah.
So. That's one thing I would suggest you may want to try is blocking him. No, there are no curling updates or any of that other once in a 4-year sport. No, we're not doing that.
But those people prepared for 4 years to do the Olympics. Come on.
Listen, I prepared 45 minutes to get today's report ready to go. News, weather, sports. I had 45 minutes.
Okay. We should probably get to it, I guess. I don't know. Do you have big plans for the weekend, or do we need our canoe again?
Oh, my goodness. I hope not. So all the rain has pushed back some college softball, and as you know, I officiate that. So I'll be heading to Decorah tomorrow. Let's see, Pella on Sunday, and then Kirksville, Missouri, Monday. So I'll be all over the place. I hope the weather holds, Megan Selwall, if you're out there listening. I hope it holds in all three cities the next 3 days.
So Mary may want to read the book by our second guest today, How to Be Miserable and Alone or Discover a Life That Truly Matters When You're the Wife of a Softball. I think that's the full title of it. Yeah.
Well, during the season, yeah, April's a very busy time. May it kind of lets up a little bit. We have the postseason. But, yeah, it's going to be busy this weekend. It wouldn't be this way if we didn't have all this rain and backed up stuff and – that's
it
just
is
how it
Iowa.
Works,
Gene. Come on.
Yeah, it is. It is. So that's what I have on my docket. I got to find a chance. I'm thinking about going to Mass Saturday night on my way back from Decorah. I haven't picked a town out yet. I think it'll be Marshalltown. Just depends on when we get done. You know,
there
that's another
go.
Thing. You got to be able to get done. So I look forward to that. You find a new church and a community, and this thing called the iPhone on the road. You can just bring up stuff. So closest Catholic churches. And it brings it up.
There you go. Sounds like a plan. So, hey, what do you have for us today, Mark?
We got some damp weather this morning. We're going to start off with Gene on this Friday from the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently at the Mercy One Studios here in Des Moines, we do have some damp and damp conditions, patchy fog in the area, some light rain also in the area. Otherwise, overcast skies, 46 degrees with a west wind at 10 miles per hour to start our Friday. And today, light rain will end sometime around the noon hour. Then we'll see some sun this afternoon. A high will get up to near 60 degrees. West-northwest winds, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. The rain moving in overnight. Overnight low of 45 degrees. And tomorrow, rain mainly in southeast and northeast Iowa, and otherwise partly cloudy here in central Iowa on your Saturday. A high of 56 degrees. And Divine Mercy Sunday, partly cloudy, dry, to be our best day of the week. A high of 67 degrees. Great day to be outdoors. And on Monday, partly cloudy and windy, a high of 57 degrees. Well, in the news on this Easter Friday, a home delivery of alcohol by service such as Uber Eats could soon become legal here in the state of Iowa. Now, the Iowa House has nearly unanimously passed a bill to allow third-party delivery of alcohol from restaurants and grocery stores to homes. Now, state law in Iowa currently requires a business employee to use a car owned by the business to make those deliveries. Lawmakers noted while passing the bill on Wednesday evening that most restaurants and grocery stores don't have even enough workers to make home deliveries. The bill will now go on to the Iowa Senate. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, girls tennis and boys tennis matches with Dowling were both postponed due to rain, and they'll make up their matches with Valley at a later date. The Dowling boys and Valley will go at it tonight. Girls soccer last night, the season opener for the Dowling girls. They defeated Southeast Polk 1-0 at Southeast Polk High School in their season opener. Dowling boys, on the other hand, losing their first match of the year as 13th-ranked Ankeny defeated 6th-ranked Dowling 1-0 in Ankeny. Dowling boys fall to 3-1 on the season. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams involved. The Cubs win. They defeated Pittsburgh 4-2 as they opened up a weekend series in Pittsburgh. St. Louis Cardinals at home this weekend. They defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 3-1 yesterday. The American League, the White Sox beat Kansas City 6-0. The Twins over Seattle 10-2. Tonight, AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild are home at Wells Fargo Arena. They take on Chicago. They'll face off at 7 o'clock. And USHL hockey, Des Moines Buccaneers at Sioux City tonight. And they'll also face off at 7 o'clock in Sioux City. Well, today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has girls and boys tennis. Dowling girls will be at the 6-team Johnson Invitational. It gets underway this morning at 9 o'clock at Johnson High School. And in boys tennis, Valley is at Dowling. That is the makeup from last night's rainout. And that'll be at 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Dowling Catholic Tennis Courts. Later today, it'll be girls soccer, Cedar Rapids Xavier at Dowling, and that match gets underway at 4:15 at Dowling Stadium. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently we have some light rain in the area. It's damp, patchy fog, you name it. Cloudy skies right now, 46 degrees, a west wind at 10 miles per hour, and today we'll see that light rain ending before noon, and then some sun later on this afternoon. The high should reach 60 degrees with west-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show with Gene Wells substituting for John. And coming up, Jimmy Olson, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
No incidents to pass along, which always makes it a good morning. So,
that's,
you know,
true.
It's, if you get out there now, you'll be okay. But again, lots of construction, which will create havoc throughout your day. So just plan for that and be aware. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Golden Rule PHC provides residential plumbing services in Des Moines, and you'll only want to trust plumbers with the experience that ensures an excellent job each and every time. Online, goldenrulephc.com, 888-203-5401. Well, Father Andrew, we've got Divine Mercy Sunday. We've got the second Sunday of Easter. It's like, okay, where are you going to go with the gospel?
Yeah, there's a lot packed in there. Mm-hmm. And I think what's noticeable is the tie to Divine Mercy is is really important, and for good reason, is our Lord is basically here. He's instituting the sacrament of reconciliation, and that he's so merciful that he wants people to have this release. And even at least two times I see here, maybe three, he says, peace be with you, or some form of that, and how much he wants us. And this isn't a peace as we think of it as human beings, like just an absence of war or violence or strife. It is that, but it's so much more. It's this release, this detachment from sin and the violence that sin does. And it's unfortunate that it seems like our society or culture has very much downplayed or watered down the effects of sin, or even the reality of it altogether, is that if we're truly free, we'll just do what we want, whenever we want, with whomever we want, however many times, and so forth. But as the second reading relates to us, is from John also, that keeping his commandments really is what frees us to live as he wants us to live, and then that he gives us the sacrament of reconciliation to be released from the violence that sin does to our relationship with him, our relationship with others, and even to ourselves, the more that we'll be free to, again, to live as he expects us and wants us to live.
Well, and I love also in this gospel, you know, we always think of doubting Thomas. I mean, the poor guy gets the adjective of doubting, or the adverb, I guess, of doubting Thomas, yet he has this great profession of faith, my Lord and my God, that, you know, if we pray just that, those simple five words every day, my Lord and my God, what a deep prayer that could become.
Exactly. And there's this, at least the way it's rendered in the translation, as we'll hear it at Mass, is Jesus said to him, have you come to believe because you have seen me? And that's rendered as a question, but I had read the other day that in the original Greek version, they didn't have punctuation marks like we do. And so that could actually be translated as a statement of fact, you have come to believe in me because you have seen me. So it's really, in that sense, if it's translated that way, it's an affirmation by Jesus of Thomas's faith. So as you said, yeah, he does kind of get a bad rep, but he does at least come to the most, one of the most complete, or seems best understood, professions of faith, as you said, than anybody else in the gospel.
Well, and every time we receive the Eucharist, to be able to say, my Lord and my God, that, you know, I am receiving you in me, body, blood, soul, and divinity. You know, this is my Lord and my God. How beautiful that we have that sacrament and the sacrament of reconciliation as a part of our regular lives.
Right. And that's actually, those two sacraments, not that the others aren't important, those two are singled out whenever a man is ordained in the prayer at the ordination, the consecratory prayer. Those two sacraments, Eucharist and Reconciliation, are emphasized as his service that he renders to God and to people, to other people, is to bring them closer to God. We can't come any closer to God in this life than by celebrating, first of all, the sacrament of reconciliation to wipe away those sins, and then to be filled up with his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist.
Beautiful. Father Andrew, have a blessed day. Thank you so much for joining us every Friday here at Iowa Catholic Radio. God bless. Hey, coming up, we have Hannah Magnelli, and she is a mezzo-soprano, and you're like, okay, she's going to sing opera? What's going on? No, we're going to be discussing John Paul II's letter to artists, and what he is, I mean, he was an artist himself, and how he is inspiring those of us to be creative and to see the beauty of God in creation. Your Iowa Catholic Radio time is 7:14.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance for families to send their kids to our Catholic schools and 65% Iowa tax credits for you. Give to ctoiowa.org.
Iowa Catholic Radio is now available on your smart speaker like the Amazon Echo or the Echo Dot. All you have to do is set up the Iowa Catholic Radio skill. You can listen to Iowa Catholic Talk Radio or Music Radio whenever you want. Step one, say,
Alexa, enable the Iowa Catholic Radio skill.
Or enable it through your Alexa app. Step two, say,
Alexa, open Iowa Catholic Radio.
Step three, Alexa will give you a choice to listen to Iowa Catholic Radio Talk or Iowa Catholic Radio Music. Now enjoy listening to Iowa Catholic Radio through your smart speaker.
I tell you, this train is going bound.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Jean Wells, filling in for John Leonetti this morning. And we have such a wonderful and unique show today, broadcasting here from the Mercy One studio. If you want to send us a note or a comment or a question, our zip line is open, 515-223-1150. And it's my pleasure to welcome mezzo-soprano Hannah Magnelli. She is one of opera's brightest young stars, a devout Catholic. She is equally comfortable in opera, musical theater, the concert hall, and the recording studio. And you study with James Taylor. I mean, how did you get that gig? Welcome, Hannah.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah. James Taylor, like the James Taylor?
Oh, no.
What?
His name is James Taylor.
Well, you know, you got to go. You got to go for that one. So,
yeah.
Before we talk about John Paul II's letter to artists, now you know we have a world famous opera here in the Des Moines metro area. Mm-hmm. Area with the Des Moines Metro Opera. Have you ever been to mm-hmm. our wonderful community?
I have not.
Oh, well, you better put that on your to do list. I'm just saying. It has been touted in the opera, what's the big opera magazine, as being one of the best summer festivals in the world. So mm-hmm. anyway, total sidebar. So talk about this letter to artists. I'd never heard of this. John Paul II wrote a letter to artists 22 years ago. So give us a snapshot of what this is.
Well, it's of course a letter to artists, mm-hmm. and it talks about the relationship between art and faith, mm-hmm. and calls all artists from all the different artistic fields to on how we're responsible with beauty, goodness, and truth, the way God intended, and it's pretty much what. What is still relevant today is the interpretation of God's created world, mm-hmm. and how he talks about we are given these talents And we are meant to use these artistic talents to glorify God. And it's more of how we have that responsibility to take what the gifts that he has given us and create, almost like God is the craftsman of the artist of the universe. And so artists, we have that creative power as well. And so we kind of are those sub-creators, in a sense, of our art. And so we should be teaching mm-hmm. people about God.
Well, and this applies to not only opera singers and folks that are professional in whatever their artistic endeavors are, but also to those of us that are active in our parish life as church musicians, as folks that take care of the art and environment to set the stage of the worship space. All of those types of artistic endeavors should be rooted in our faith and not just a to-do list.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. And of course, when it comes to singing, mm-hmm. I believe it was St. Augustine, I believe, that said praying is singing twice.
Yeah, when you sing, you pray twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you sing, you pray twice. And you think about it, if I sing an Ave Maria versus just speaking an Ave Maria, the singing it is almost like praying on steroids. It has a different effect, you know, when you're the way it feels when you're praying. Mm-hmm. It's like to a different degree. And yes, that's true. And it's not just singers, but all artists.
You know,
we're meant to use these gifts.
I used to say to folks, I'm a church musician, and I'd say to them, oh, you should sing, you know, in the choir, you have a lovely voice. And they'd be like, oh, I don't sing, blah, 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 you know. And I'm like, God gave you your voice. He deserves to hear it, you know. And sometimes they right. laugh because they think they have such a bad voice. And it's like, God deserves to hear that. But, you know, I don't think God's up there auditioning you for the choir of angels.
Right.
You know, he gave you a voice. He wants you to hear it, hear you proclaim that. So, you know, John Paul II, I want to get back to John Paul. He mm-hmm. was an artist. He was an actor before he became a priest, which I just think is so cool. And you're an artist. So how did his words speak to you?
Well, it's encouraging and a reminder to keep on the right path in glorifying God.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you deviate from that, it's insulting God and his creation. It reminds artists of the uniqueness of their gifts mm-hmm. and the responsibility that comes with them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think that his letter helps an artist to keep focused on God's intended beauty in art. And in today's society, we need good reminders with all the temptations out there. And it also reminds us that the world needs everyone to properly use their gifts. Because
mm-hmm.
we do have free will. So therefore, he can give us these talents. But how are we going to use them? We have that choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way he is speaking, how are you going to properly use these?
Right. Because there's a lot of inappropriate ways that we can use those gifts and talents. And many
yes.
young people do take that route as well. So I want to read the letter to artists. Is this a long publication that we're going to need to set aside, you know, a couple months to get through? Or is this one of those truly letters where it's, you know, a dozen pages or so around John Paul's inspiration for us?
I mean, it's not short,
mm-hmm.
but so long that it's going to take forever. It's definitely something that you'll have to analyze. Okay, what does he mean here?
Mm-hmm.
And you take little notes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's available on the Vatican website. So,
yes.
you know, folks, you can find it. You don't have to go out and purchase it. You can find it online and read it right online. Well, what advice do you have to give to young Catholics wanting to live out their faith in the secular world when it comes to their art?
I would say accept the fact that you will be in opposition with the secular world. Mm. You will stand out.
Just know that up front. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you will stand out. remember that God has given you this gift, this talent. He wants you to use it. Mm-hmm. So share it with the world the way that he wants you to use it, the way he intended it to be shared. And I tell myself, and I've talked to other Christians that are artists, I know sometimes, you know, they'll struggle with something, and always remember that if you're criticized for your faith, our time here on earth is very short. Mm-hmm. It's nothing compared to eternity. It's not worth selling your soul to get ahead if you're going to go that route. It's not worth doing it like that. And it's also as a reminder that we have the communion of saints, and we have this whole spiritual army, heavenly army behind us, backing us up, that we can't see. So if you're really struggling with your faith, or people are attacking you, then use those resources that you have. They're there to assist you. You can, you know, say your prayers, ask Mary, you know, for help, your guardian angel, Saint Joseph. They're there. You just need to use these resources, and a lot of people forget that.
Mm-hmm. My guest has been Hannah McNulty. She is a mezzo-soprano, and we've been chatting about John Paul II's letter to artists. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us. I want to share just the opening opening sentence of John Paul II's letter, and it says, "This is to all who are passionately dedicated to the search for new epiphanies of beauty, so that through their creative work as artists, they may offer these gifts to the world." So, Hannah, thank you for bringing this to our attention. Folks, if you want to read this letter, it's not really that long. You can find it at vatican.va, and just search their documents, and you'll be able to read the letter to artists from John Paul II. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Folks, Bell Construction is one of our many sponsors, and we are so grateful to Dean. He comes right to your home or job to give you a bid for your roofing needs. And when the job is done, Dean's right back there and personally inspects your property to ensure the highest quality of work. Roofing for 30 years. 515-963-4494. Let's go to Father Andrew for today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to him, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. That this isn't the first time Jesus appears to his disciples shows how eager he is for them to understand that he's alive again. John and Peter exhibit progressive faith, as John simply recognizes him, but Peter goes so far as to jump into the sea. If faith didn't come right away for the people who walked with Jesus, then in humility we do well to know that it won't come right away for us either, and to to practice patience with ourselves and one another.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Bose and the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? This is Tom Bosen from Bose and the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bosen. That's 244-ROSE, 244-7673, or Bosen.com.
Welcome to John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Jean Wells. I'm so blessed to be here with you to be broadcasting from the Mercy One studio at Iowa Catholic Radio. Whether you're listening on the radio dial, there's no dialing anymore, is there, folks? 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, or 94.5 FM. Perhaps you're listening online at iowacatholicradio.com. Maybe you have Alexa set up with a skill. That's always an option. Or on our free Iowa Catholic Radio app. So many options that we try to bring you the Word of God in whatever venue, whatever option works best for you. It is Friday, April 9th already. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear your texts, your good morning notes, or your comments on our guests, whatever it is. We love to hear from you when we're live and on the air. You can text us 515-223-1150. Want to give a shout out and thanks to Five Suns Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting John Leonetti in the Morning. They are so passionate about providing natural solutions while creating a lush and full landscape for their customers. Honesty and integrity comes first. 515-493-1060, FiveSunsNaturescapes.com. Hey, in the next segment, we have Kaiser Johnson joining us, Catholic husband and father. He has a new book out called How to Be Miserable and Alone or Discover a Life That Truly Matters. Sounds like the guy has a great sense of humor. We'll have the Saint of the Day here in a few minutes, and Mark Amadeo will be back. But Deacon Tony, would you lead us in our morning offering?
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Let's check in with Mark.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hey, Mark, during that last break, I was checking news, and Prince Philip passed away, Queen Elizabeth's wife. Yeah,
I just saw that. Yeah, he's been in and out of the hospital here recently, just got out of the hospital last week, and yeah, he passed away, and they're obviously in mourning over there in Britain, but thoughts and prayers, what a family, and what a hierarchy that is, and and to be, talk about the first gentleman, you know, you look at the presidency here with our vice president being the first gentleman or second gentleman. Well, he was the first gentleman of Britain because his wife was the queen, and what an amazing life he lived.
Mm-hmm. You know, as you look at what we are to be as a married couple, I mean, you know, he very much had not only a wife, but he had the queen as his wife. And
yes.
The role that you kind of play second fiddle then, you know, when your wife is the queen. Well, maybe all husbands think their wives are the queen. This is when you say, oh, yes, Mark.
That is correct, Jean.
Mary, Mark said, yeah. I mean, it's a sad day for England. They hold their monarchy in high esteem. So, you know, may he rest in peace.
No question about that. Mm-hmm. And Gene, I want to thank you for sitting in for John the last 3 days while he's on vacation. And thanks for all you do at the Catholic Tuition Organization. You've helped many, many families with attending parochial schools. And mm-hmm. glad to have you on as a sponsor during Dowling Sports. And hopefully we'll get on, back underway with football. We don't have a schedule yet. I wanted to be able to tell you that today, but there's no schedule out from the state. So I can't relay a Dowling football schedule yet.
Well, you know, I'm not much of an athlete, but I do love sports, and so it's always good to know what Fridays are going to be busy, and you know, to be able to listen to the ball games, and I do enjoy your broadcast. I do have a request, though, Mark.
Sure.
You need to ramp up your enthusiasm.
Well,
I mean, you're just so laid back when somebody gets a touchdown. It's kind of like, oh yeah, they scored.
I'm going to get with my man Joe Stacy this summer. Joe calls the baseball and softball here on Iowa Catholic Radio, and he also does the Iowa Barnstormers, and he's got a little bit more enthusiasm than I do, so I'll try to pick up on that.
I
certainly will try. But I'm serious, Gene. Thanks for all you do with the Catholic Tuition Organization, and of course you have a show weekdays on Iowa Catholic Radio, or 1 day a week on Iowa mm-hmm. Catholic Radio. Well, we appreciate you sitting in for John, and blessings to you, and happy engagement to you.
Thank you. Yes, it's a change of lifestyle for me, for sure. I've been single for 30 years, and my fiance has also been single that long. And so, you know, it's a transition for us. So it'll be a wonderful time.
Absolutely. Many blessings.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you have yourself a good week, and hopefully the rain will stay away a little bit more than being around today.
Yeah.
Well, what else do you have for us, Mark?
Right now from the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios, we have, well, damp conditions, light rain in the area, some patchy fog as we get a sunrise here a few minutes ago. Otherwise, overcast skies, 46 degrees with a west wind at 10 miles per hour. And today we will see light rain early throughout the day and then maybe some sun this afternoon, a high up to 60 degrees with west-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Rain is expected overnight again. Overnight low of 45 degrees, and then tomorrow rain mainly in southern Iowa. We could see up in this area too, so you never know. Partly cloudy skies otherwise, a high of 56 degrees for your Saturday. And on Divine Mercy Sunday, beautiful day in store, partly cloudy, dry conditions, a high of 67 degrees. And on Monday, when we return to work, partly cloudy and windy, a high of 57 degrees. Well, in the news on this Easter Friday, well, home delivery of alcohol by service such as Uber Eats could become legal here in the state of Iowa. The Iowa House has nearly unanimously passed a bill to allow third-party delivery of alcohol from restaurants and grocery stores to homes. Now, state law in Iowa currently requires a business employee to use a car owned by the business to make those deliveries. Lawmakers noted while passing the bill on Wednesday evening that most restaurants and grocery stores here in the state of Iowa don't have enough workers to make home deliveries. The bill will now go on to the Iowa Senate. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print, and yesterday's girls and boys tennis matches with Dowling and Valley were postponed due to the weather. The boys will make up their match later on this afternoon. Girls soccer last night, it was a season opener for the Dowling girls, and they won on the road. Dowling defeated Southeast Polk 1-0. And boys soccer, Ankeny upset number 6 Dowling last night 1-0. Dowling boys now fall to 3-1 in their soccer season. And yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams involved. The Cubs opened up a weekend series at Pittsburgh yesterday with a win. Cubs defeat the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-2. St. Louis down Milwaukee 3-1. That was the Cardinals' home opener. In American League, White Sox beat Kansas City 6-0. Twins defeated the Mariners 10-2. Tonight, AHL hockey, the Chicago in town. They take on the Iowa Wild. They'll face off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. And in USHL hockey, Des Moines Buccaneers on the road at Sioux City tonight, and they'll face off at 7 o'clock also. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Counter has girls and boys tennis. Dowling girls will be at the 6-team Johnson Invitational this morning, beginning at 9 o'clock at Johnson High School. And in boys tennis tonight, Valley and Dowling will make up their match from last night, and that'll get underway at the Dowling Tennis Court at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And then girls soccer this afternoon, Cedar Rapids Xavier at Dowling, and that'll be at 4:15 at Dowling Stadium, and that'll wrap up our sports for today. Tomorrow, Dowling girls and boys track teams will be at Drake Stadium for the Blue Oval and Jim Duncan Invitational, and that gets underway at Drake Stadium tomorrow at 8:30. Lots of teams, kind of a mini Drake Relays or state tournament going on at Drake tomorrow with track. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently we have damp conditions, some patchy fog in the area, light rain in the area, otherwise overcast skies, 46 degrees with a west wind at 10 miles per hour, and that light rain should dissipate by the noon hour. Then we'll see some sun this afternoon. The high should reach 60 degrees here in central Iowa later on today with west-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show with Gene Wells, substituting for John. And coming up, Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Still accident-free and no issues to pass along, so not a bad drive for your Friday morning.
Watch the potholes.
Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Let's go to our Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, it takes courage to abandon your traditional ways of doing things, but God calls us to encounter Him at the edges of our comfort zone, as today's saint learned. So it's Saint Casilda, was a daughter of a devout Muslim ruler in the southern portion of modern-day Spain. I mean, you talk about encountering things on the edge of your comfort zone. She fell ill and came to the conclusion that her fellow countrymen could not cure her. So she packed her bags and traveled to the shrine of San Vincenzo in the northern Christian part of Spain. She was one of many pilgrims to the shrine to seek the healing waters of the spring at the shrine. Casilda was miraculously healed and converted to Christianity. She decided to live a life of solitude and penance not far from the miraculous spring. It's said that she lived to be 100 years old, and her death likely occurred around the year 1050. So we ask St. Casilda to pray for us. And thanks, as always, to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our Saint of the Day. Real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. 515-224-1776. So coming up is Kaiser Johnson, Catholic husband and father. He's also an actor. He was in the movie Unplanned. You might recognize him from that. And he has a book out that's called How to Be Miserable and Alone or Discover a Life That Truly Matters. Looking forward to finding out all about that. Hey, mark your calendars. The Iowa Catholic Men's Conference is May 22nd. It's a Saturday morning. The voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes is Gary Dolphin, and he's going to be there along with Tim Jamison as our speakers. You don't want to miss that. Go to iowacatholicradio.com for more details. Let's go to your Diocesan Minute.
Here's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines this Friday, April 9th. I'm Anne Marie Cox. Happy birthday to Father Bob Aubrey. Father Aubrey was a longtime chaplain at Mercy One before retiring. Tomorrow is the spring conference for the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. All Catholic women are able to join for free from 9:30 to 11:30. Go to the Diocesan website and look under the events link for information, or go to page 4 of last month's edition of the Catholic Mirror for details. Divine Mercy Sunday is this weekend. We have several prayerful opportunities for you. On Saturday, a vigil mass will be at St. Anthony Church at 4 o'clock. Also on Saturday, an evening prayer service will begin at 5:30 at St. Ambrose Cathedral. On Sunday, the Divine Mercy Chaplet will be sung in Spanish at 11 o'clock. It can be reviewed on the diocese Facebook page. Also Sunday, there's a Spanish mass streamed from Corpus Christi Parish at noon. At Christ the King Parish, Reconciliation is at 2 o'clock, singing of the Divine Mercy Chaplet is at 3 o'clock, and Mass begins at 3:30. Don't forget to listen to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson right here on Iowa Catholic Radio at 9 o'clock this morning. Tune in to hear what's on Bishop's mind. That's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Anne-Marie Cox.
Hi, I'm Deacon Mike Mano.
And I'm Gina Knoll. Faith on Trial examines the influence of law and society on people of faith. Follow the Faith on Trial Facebook page for upcoming guests and issues.
Join us every Thursday at 10 for Faith on Trial.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance for families to send their kids to our Catholic schools and 65% Iowa tax credits for you. Give to ctoiowa.org.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ.
Well, welcome into John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Gene Wells, and we are on day five of this week. It is Friday. And we love to hear from you. Text us. Send us a message of hi, how you doing, and what you love about waking up with Iowa Catholic Radio. It's always fun to hear from our listeners. You can text us anytime, 515-223-1150, broadcasting from the Mercy One studio here today. So grateful to our sponsors, including Blessman International, that leads teams of Central Iowans to share the compassionate heart of Christ with orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa. You can learn more and sign up for a trip. They are scheduling trips. BlessmanInternational.org. Joining me is Kaiser Johnson. Kaiser is a Catholic husband and father. He works as an actor. You remember him from Unplanned and Stranger Things. He does voiceover work, and he's an author. He's got several books out, Grit and Glory, Cross Training for Your Body and Soul, and an upcoming pulp adventure series. So that sounds fun. But you have a current book out. Kaiser, welcome to Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, Gene. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's so exciting. I love the title of your book. So I'm thinking you do have a sense of humor. When it's titled How to Be Miserable and Alone or Discover a Life That Truly Matters.
Yes.
Yeah. So what prompted you to write a book about how to be miserable and alone?
Well, I had tried it and it worked. I figured out exactly how to do it. So,
okay, good.
I thought other people might want to know too.
Yeah.
It was something where, over the course of my life, I had really like unconsciously listened to a lot of, I wasn't Catholic growing up really. I, you know, reverted to the church, in college but I still throughout that time and then still occasionally it still happens where I listen more to the world than to, and to Christ and to the church. And
the world's
I think
loud.
A lot of us. What's that?
The world is loud.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's absolutely
and
true.
And in your face 24/7. And, you know, you have to go find the Word of God.
Yeah. It takes a lot more work to do mm-hmm. that than to just listen to, you know, what you're kind of bombarded with all the time. And I found myself, you know, listening more to this advice of the world than to Christ and realized that all this advice from these people who were supposed to be, you know, knowing better, none of them had my best interest at heart. And if I followed their advice, I wound up miserable and alone.
Mm-hmm.
So the book is kind of structured as 12, you know, the 12 tips to die miserable and alone, and all like clickbait articles, and starts out with real, you know, pieces of advice from magazines and popular online blogs and stuff like that, and then contrast it with the things that will actually make us happy. So,
what I envision this, Kaiser, is that we're going to read those advice tips, and they're going to resonate because we will have heard them from a variety of sources, and we'll think, that's right, I've heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to contrast it to what Jesus teaches us to do.
Yes, yeah. Well, yeah. You envision exactly correctly. So, yes, yeah. Basically, yeah, we go through, I think 12 of kind of the most prevalent and pervasive things that our culture is telling us, and things from like, hey, you can have it all.
You don't have to get married to live together.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And hey, look at these celebrity babies. They're the greatest. And then looking at how we've turned children into both obligations and accessories.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at you're in control and this idea of self-fulfillment and how self-fulfillment's actually making us miserable. All these different things that if you really, dive into them, we're being sold a bill of goods, and it's not worth it.
Well, and I would guess, Kaiser, as I hear you talk about that, this is not just for the novice who is wanting to get out of that circle of destructive behavior, but for those of us that are trying to follow that path and need some encouragement and reinforcement to stay the course.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. As I wrote the book, I found myself consistently convicted by what I was saying. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm not doing this better. And, mm-hmm. And so I expect that, a lot of it is a lot of, my sort of, it's my story and it's me being really honest mm-hmm. about where I'm coming from. But I think it also might be your story too, and mm-hmm. and everybody, if you can read this book and not be convicted by it, well, either you're a saint or you are
a fool.
Really out of touch. Yeah, exactly. Out of touch with your own spiritual life. So,
yeah. I think of, not that I'm a young Catholic, young at heart maybe, but we have a very vibrant young Catholic group here that I think would really be challenged and would embrace this message because they are trying to be countercultural and being, have this group of Catholic friends that do social things together, but also pray together. And, mm-hmm. but they are being bombarded. They are the target audience of what, media, social media in particular is trying to do to warp their perspective of what is true and right and good and their ultimate goal in life, which is eternal life and not a new mm-hmm. house or a new car.
Right. Yeah. It is, like you said, the world is really, really loud. Mm-hmm. But there is an importance and an aspect to that, to being countercultural. Mm-hmm. G.K. Chesterton, who's one of my favorite mm-hmm. Authors ever and who I quote all the time in this book, he says, today, the act of defending one of the cardinal virtues has all the thrill of a vice. just this idea that now to be countercultural is to stand for those things that are really good for the human soul anyway. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. That's, I think, a big part of the message of this book is, hey, just look at what you're made for. And I promise you that's more inspiring than trying to follow what the world does. Because I've tried it, and it's no fun.
Learn from me, folks, here. Yeah,
please. I'm the cautionary tale.
Yeah. So our guest is Kaiser Johnson, and he has a book out, How to Be Miserable and Alone, or Discover a Life That Truly Matters. Now, you're a husband and father as well as an mm-hmm. author. Now, Kaiser, as a dad, you want to raise your kids so they don't make those same mistakes that you do, yet they will. I mean, because you want them, they've been given a free will just like the rest of us. And, you pray that they won't make those same mistakes. Talk to the young parents that are listening right now. How do you, first of all, tell us the age of your kids and how you help them learn to look at, to make a life that really matters.
Yeah. Well, so I have a daughter who's 2.5 mm-hmm. years old and a son who's 2.5 months old.
So, well, then, of course, you can teach them all these things. But right. You absolutely have to start from the moment of birth, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I was listening to someone recently who said, luckily, our children give us, they were specifically talking about, you know, the virtues of the virtue of patience and saying, luckily, your children will give you millions of opportunities to test that virtue.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's really something to that of going that we can fulfill our purpose in life. And for parents, that's a large part of that is, you know, raising up these eternal souls to heaven that God has graced us with. And that sounds like a huge daunting task. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so much pressure. How can you do that? But, you know, we are given opportunity after opportunity after mm-hmm. opportunity that this is not unlike some of the best things in salvation history, this is not a once and for all thing. We are given daily a multitude of opportunities to lead our children in the right direction and lead our families in the right direction. And it's all about bringing our awareness to that and our intention to that so that we can use our intellect and our will to fulfill that.
Well, and once a parent, always a parent. Just because your kids are grown doesn't mean that you don't have an opportunity to continue to model those behaviors and to continue right. to be patient, right?
Well, exactly. And, you know, there's a really the old St. Joseph Baltimore Catechism, mm-hmm. which if anyone hasn't read the 4th, 5th, 6th grade version, which is got like the orange and black cartoons in there.
I love those.
One of the best pieces of Catholic literature ever written. But they talk about, and I'm not being facetious at all, honestly, there's a great diagram in there that, you know, we so often tend to approach the world going, well, let me tell my kids exactly the right way to do things. And then, well, I'll also try to do that myself. But, you know, do as I say, not as I do. And they say, you know, it shows our weapons against sin and our weapons for virtue. And it shows that the first and primary thing that we can do to uphold virtue is that we can suffer and willingly offer our suffering.
Yep.
The second most important thing we can do is pray. And the third most important thing we can do is live a life of example. And the fourth most important thing we can do is talk about it, is encouragement towards someone who's asked us about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we always, I mean, so often we just want to invert that list. We go, I'll talk to him first and then maybe I'll live a good life. And then, well, I'm not really interested in praying about it or suffering about it, you know? So I think it's so important to start at the top of that and go down the list rather than trying to flip it around.
Well, folks, it's been a fun conversation here with Kaiser Johnson, Catholic husband, father, actor, author, lots of good things. Check out his book. You can go to osvcatholicbookstore.com or, of course, stop by Divine Treasures and ask them about his book, How to Be Miserable and Alone or Discover a Life That Truly Matters. Kaiser, thank you so much for joining us. God bless.
Thank you. You too.
Folks, thank you for joining us. You can pray with us throughout the day. The rosary, the angelus, the chaplet, it's all here. We pray at the top of every hour, every day. We operate out of your generosity. Continue that support. Thank you. Deacon Tony, would you offer a blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us all from evil and bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Make it a great Friday. For Deacon Tony Valdez, I'm Jean Wells. Friends, be confident in Christ's mercy and his love.